This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel launched more airstrikes into Gaza on Sunday with bursts of gunfire heard in the distance, as video filmed from Israel showed. Israel was expected to launch a ground assault in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip after telling Palestinians living in the densely populated territory on Friday to flee south towards a closed border with Egypt. Hamas's leader said Palestinians would remain in our land, even as 1 million Gaza residents were reported to have fled their homes since Israel began its bombardment. Medics in overcrowded hospitals in Gaza are fearing for their patients' lives ahead of Israel's planned offensive, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In the face of a looming ground offensive by Israel, evacuations of medical facilities in Gaza are proving impossible, as many, especially those in intensive care, simply cannot leave. Hospitals in northern Gaza are overcrowded with people seeking treatment or safety, and shortages of water and food, medical supplies and fuel for generators are posing massive challenges to the doctors trying to keep patients, many of them children, alive. Without a safe passage to the south, hundreds continue to come to hospitals. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Top U.S. officials warned on Sunday the war between Israel and the militant group Hamas could escalate into a bigger conflict across the Middle East, saying they were worried the Lebanese group Hezbollah could attack Israel's north or that Iran might get involved. Another set of U.S. warships was headed to the region in a show of force meant to prevent such escalation. The aircraft carrier, the USS Dwight Eisenhower, will join a small fleet, including the massive USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, in the eastern Mediterranean.